You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
It's just 4 days now until Census Day. Everyone should by now have received a yellow census form in the mail. Some of us may have already filled them out. But before you mail your form in, there are some people who would like you to consider some arguments for making collection of data a little more difficult for Statistics Canada. Don Rogers formed the group Count Me Out, and he joins me on the line this morning from Kingston, Ontario. Hello, Don.
Good morning, Jane.
Now, what are your concerns about the census this time around?
Well, we have a number of concerns, and again, as you said, we're not suggesting that people refuse to respond to the census, but make it difficult for the Lockheed Martin automation, because Lockheed Martin is one of the major problems in this census. There's the question, first of all, of the actual morality of public money being, you know, used in contracting out part of the census, the software in particular, to a company like Lockheed Martin, a weapons manufacturer, a contractor for interrogation of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Just a horrible, horrible company. And the idea of taxpayers' money going there is really outrageous. This is something that my friend Murray Dobbin really has not addressed as yet. There's the issue, secondly, of deep integration. Outsourcing of our census to Lockheed Martin is just another step down the road of deep integration and ultimately the end of Canada. And, of course, some people say, is the census the best vehicle to fight this? Well, hey, there's never a perfect time to fight any battle, but we feel it's as good a place to take a stand as any.
There was a first contract which allowed Lockheed Martin access to the data, but then that original contract was changed.
Yes, and you'll notice that so far I haven't even mentioned privacy.
Okay.
There is the privacy issue. The third issue, very quickly, is the loss of Canadian jobs, through all of this automation of stats, and the online filing and the optical scanning of returns takes away Canadian jobs. But then finally there's the privacy, and we have concerns about the potential loss of privacy. And StatsCan have gone to great lengths arguing that, no, your data is secure. And Murray Dobbin seems to have swallowed that bait. We're not so sure about that, but hey, for the sake of argument, to try and flush Murray out and to get him to take a stand on the ethics of dealing with Lockheed Martin and the whole issue of deep integration and job loss, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that we accept StatsCan's assurances that Lockheed Martin will have no access to the data, and the CIA, with all their resources, won't be able to get hold of the data if they want it. So we want to say, yeah, the privacy is an issue, but up to now, StatsCan has been desperately trying to contain the debate to that, and unfortunately, some people like the CCPA and Murray Dobbin seem to have swallowed the bait.
Now, you're suggesting a strategy of minimum cooperation with the census. What would that involve?
Okay. My friend Murray Dobbin goes to great lengths in his article saying about the importance of the end result, that the census data is used to determine transfer payments to the provinces and yada, yada. And we agree. That's not an issue. And that is why one of the reasons why the countmeout.ca website is not advocating people refuse to provide the data, but we're saying provide it in a method. We call it minimum cooperation. So that, in particular, the data will be unreadable by the Lockheed Martin automation and will be readable by real live wage-earning, StatsCan employees. Things like entering the data upside down. Put your data upside down. That'll puzzle the Lockheed Martin software. If your birth date is 1943, make it an arithmetic expression. Your birth date is not 1943, it's 1939 plus 4. These are methods that you can check multiple boxes on the form and then write with an arrow which option box is the real one. These are what we call minimum cooperation methods. It'll force real live, StatsCan employees, which is the way the census has been done for years and years and years with live workers, and it will shut out the Lockheed Martin automation. So that's our game plan in a nutshell, Jane.
Now, are you suggesting not using the online form at all? What reasons do you have for that?
Exactly. Well, first of all, it takes jobs away from the data entry clerks and also the outdoor doorbell ringers, for the census folks. We're worried that it could be even easier to export data, perhaps inadvertently, perhaps secretly, if it's done by the internet. There's really no compelling reason, and lots of folks don't have internet. So that's the starting point. We say don't do the online filing option. Answer your census form on paper, and then, fold your form up a little bit, crumple it up and uncrumple it so it won't go through the scanner. Print upside down, a little coffee stain here and there doesn't hurt. But you still will have provided your data, because the only offenses in the Statistics Act, it is an offense to refuse to provide data or to give false data. So don't lie about your age, but there's nothing to say that you have to present your data in a way that makes it easy for the Lockheed Martin automatic scanners to digest the data.
Now, you do suggest on your website some ways of making things a little more difficult to collect your data. Well, you mentioned a number, but I'm thinking about you suggest that people get different forms for every member of the family,
yes,
or they get the large print forms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering kind of, I worked on the census like 20 years ago, and I wonder what kind of effect that's going to have on the people who are actually working on the census now, if they have to deal with this kind of request.
Well, you request, and you're right. These are what we call the first level minimum cooperation, because this is simply exercising options that Statistics Canada offers you. You're taking them up in their offer rather than spilling coffee in your form. You have the right to ask for a form for each member of the household instead of one form for everybody. You have the right to ask for the large print forms. And that's done not by the outdoor workers. You phone in the toll-free number and they send it out to you. Does it create a bit of extra work for StatsCan employees? Probably yes. But in the long run, and several StatsCan workers have privately, quietly wished us success at Count Me Out, it's actually designed to protect their jobs in the long run, because if the online filing takes hold and the automatic scanning takes hold, next census there'll be very, very few StatsCan jobs. So it's, I guess, a short-term pain for long-term gain.
What do you hope to accomplish with this strategy of minimum cooperation?
Well, I mean, we've decided, I mean, there's never a perfect moment to fight deep integration and fight the slide of Canada towards the loss of sovereignty. The stars will never be in perfect alignment, and StatsCan is not a perfect target, but it's the best target and the best opportunity we have for some time. StatsCan is not a hapless victim, as my friend Mr. Dobbins suggests. StatsCan made the conscious decision to outsource to Lockheed Martin, so why should they not be a target? They sell through the bullseye. So what we want to achieve, Jane, is we want to perhaps nullify the cost savings that StatsCan were hoping to get by contracting out to Lockheed Martin, send a message to StatsCan and to the Government of Canada that Canadians consider it outrageous that census is outsourced to a company like Lockheed Martin, and hopefully it won't be done again. Can you imagine, for example, the furor that would take place in the United States if the U.S. census was contracted out to a Canadian company? They wouldn't stand for it for an instant, so there's no reason that Canadians should.
Thank you very much, Don.
It's a pleasure in talking to you, Jane.
Bye-bye now. I've been speaking with Don Rogers, who's with the Count Me Out project. You can get more information about their campaign from their website, countmeout.ca. Now, I'm joined now on the phone by Murray Dobbin. He's a writer living in Vancouver, and he intends to cooperate with the census. Good morning, Murray.
Hi, Jane.
Now, why are you opposed to this strategy of non-cooperation with the census?
Well, there's two reasons, I think. I mean, one is that we seem to have denied ourselves the victory that we actually had. There were various groups that complained immediately when it was first announced that Lockheed Martin was providing the software and some of the hardware for the census. Viva Canada was one, but many other groups said, "Look, this is dangerous for two reasons." I completely agree with Don on on the nature of this corporation, and I've been writing about corporations. I even wrote a book about corporations in the 90s, and certainly Lockheed Martin is one of the worst. But the other was the Patriot Act would require any firm with a database to make that database available to various U.S. intelligence agencies, not just the CIA, but the National Security Agencies and others. And so, to their credit, StatsCan said, "Okay, well, we'll rewrite the contract." And now the information is in a closed system. There's no electronic communication with other departments. And so, I think that first of all, we should recognize our victory. It's very rare these days that government agencies respond to criticism from citizens. And I argue in my article that at the moment, you know, I think our governments have been hijacked by neoliberals and neocons like the Liberal government here and Harper government in Ottawa. So now Mr. Rogers depends on conspiracy theories to say that our information is in danger. And I really worry about conspiracy theories because I think they disempower people. By their nature, they are unknowable. We can only speculate that there's actually a conspiracy. There's nothing really that we can do about it. And I think it makes it whether deliberately or not, it plays on people's fears. And I don't think that's the best way to encourage people to be involved as citizens is to appeal to their fear of something unknowable. So that's my first reason for disagreeing. The second is that I think the danger is that we fall into the trap of demonizing government, that we see government as our enemy. Now, certainly, there's lots of reasons to see it that way because, as I say, I think the governments have largely been hijacked by large corporations, not just transnational ones like Lockheed Martin, but domestic ones. I don't understand why Mr. Rogers would see a Canadian corporation and be any better than an American one when it comes to their ethics. But I think we need to understand if we are fighting for social justice, we need to understand one fundamental fact, and that is that the only agency in the world that has the power to resist corporations is the power of the state. And now, at the moment, as I say, we don't control the state. I mean, we never have completely, but the state has, you know, I mean, it does provide things. Because social movements in the past have managed to gain some control. Medicare was not a gift of some politician. It was the result of years of organizing by ordinary citizens. So I just worry that if we fall into the trap of demonizing government, then the only people who are happy with that are people like Stephen Harper and Tom DeQuino of the Business Council on National Issues and other big business groups. So we need to keep our eye on the prize, and that is that government is not our enemy, and certainly StatsCan is not our enemy, and often provides us with information that is extremely useful in terms of fighting for social justice.
Deep integration is one of the issues that Don Rogers brought up, and I imagine that you share a concern about deep integration with the United States.
Yeah, in fact, I'm one of the first people in the country who's actually written about deep integration. I raised the alarm in an op-ed in the Globe and Mail about 3 years ago. So I've been writing about deep integration since its inception, and I agree completely that this is an extremely a dangerous operation. But again, the way to expose this is not by crumpling up your census form, which I think is, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like a very effective political act. It seems to me, in a way, kind of pathetic, actually, if you're opposing deep integration, which is this enormous and frightening initiative by big business with the complicity of both the Liberals and the Harper Conservatives. I mean, there's the way you do that is you educate people about deep integration, why it's bad, how it's happening, and you mobilize people. This is a very individualistic kind of political act. You sit at home and spill coffee on your census form. I'm sorry, I just don't see that as a political act.
What about the concern about jobs? Because if people do start filling out their census online, or if the data is all scanned in optically, then that does reduce jobs.
Well, there's no question about that. And of course, we've been seeing jobs reduced, for decades in this country. And free trade was a major job destroyer, especially in terms of manufacturing jobs. And so, I mean, I understand that that's a problem. I'm not sure that we should. I mean, I think in the bigger picture, we should be doing job creation that are satisfying, interesting jobs. And the other, the flip side of the argument on that is that a lot of these jobs are not particularly good jobs or high paying jobs, and that we should be looking towards building an economy of high paying jobs. I mean, that's a very big argument, and I think the argument that we've lost some jobs on this is not their strongest argument. I think that one I think we need to deal with in terms of our economic policy, which I think at the moment is focused on trade with the U.S., and I think it's a terrible economic strategy. We should be focusing on the domestic economy. We should be talking about jobs in terms of alternate energy and weaning ourselves from the oil economy. There are much better arguments about how we create jobs than crumpling up our census forms so that they have to hire 5 more people to uncrumple them.
Now, you make the argument in your article that there's a lot of extremely valuable information that comes from Stats Canada, information about the environment, about energy consumption, about the gap between rich and poor. It sounds to me that the information is just so valuable that we should be fighting all the harder to make sure that it remains entirely in public hands and in Canadian hands.
Yeah, I guess I am actually convinced, and obviously Don isn't, that Stats Can is loyal to Canadians and makes enormous efforts at making sure our information is in public hands. Our people at the CCPA, and I'm on the board of the CCPA, talked to people at Stats Can and were assured that they were aware of the problem. I mean, I can't recall in almost 40 years of social activism and writing that Stats Can has been attacked for ever allowing information on individuals out of its grip. I don't think that's ever happened, and so they have an excellent reputation. And I guess that part of the notion that part of my fear here is that we begin to think that even Stats Can is part of a conspiracy to undermine Canada. And we have enough problems on the left in terms of fighting for social justice that we don't need to suddenly think that even an institution like Stats Can might be undermining our democracy. I mean, just I think it was on I think it was a Thursday or Friday, there was a Stats Can report, extremely important for those fighting poverty, showing that the outcomes for children, whether it's social or psychological, emotional, or whatever, are directly related to income. And of course, people on the right like to argue the opposite. Well, here's Stats Can giving us this information. I mean, I can't think of a single movement in Canada that doesn't rely at some point for information and analysis on Stats Can for its arguments.
Well, thanks very much for talking to me this morning, Murray.
Happy to do it.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Murray Dobbin. He's an author and columnist living in Vancouver. You can find a link to both the Count Me Out project and Murray Dobbin's article on our website at cooperadio.org/redeye. You're listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.